Hello and welcome back to Pod Pods. It's me, Jamie, and
Ben.
Yeah, there he is. That's the guy.
Ben's here.
Ben, it's him. And oh my God, Ben, it's been a year.
Yeah, it's since been over a year.
We did one of these.
Last Christmas.
Yeah. So we're rebirthing it somehow.
Ew.
And today, yeah. Ooh.
Ew.
Yeah, but it's been a long time since we last did one of these, so. We've made some changes, put it that way.
Yeah.
To start with, we're just going to be doing the news at the beginning, if we find some. And then on top of that, the way we're going to do it now is we're not going to have like a million different sections.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to have one section every week where we talk about something.
Yeah.
And yeah, I did say every week. It might be every week. It might be every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Not sure. Not going to guarantee anything because obviously
we're not sure how this is going. 3 minutes past six every Saturday.
Oh, God. Oh, that's a tall order there. Mind you, it is Wednesday, so there we go.
It's I gave you a bit too of bad. Time.
Yeah, I mean,
also,
should be all right.
Also, we decided that for legal reasons, we are now halfway across the country from each other.
Yeah, just because we don't have any issue with each other. It's just the government prefers to keep us apart.
Order. I got a restraining
order. I mean, I was gonna make up a story about how Ben
he was
like
too energetic. It was just I was just getting sick of it.
Yeah, basically, it's I have a large bruise on my head now, and I'm not entirely sure who I am. I just know that I have to make this because Ben was forcing me to at gunpoint.
That makes no sense. But
anyway, so, let's get on with the news.
Let's do it.
So we've both got a story, and the idea is that Ben's got like a million stories. I could only find one.
So
the idea is whichever one's funnier is the one that we're going to go with, and that's the one we're going to use as the story. So it's like a competition between us two. Haha.
And what are we going to do? Are we going to make something up about it?
We could do. We
the
could.
Headlines are all real, but then should we just take the funniest one and make something up?
Well, we could do if you want, Ben. I don't know. I was just going to do it normally. Like, read out the story
all
and see
right.
how funny it was.
Well, yeah, Matt, it's not. Well, some of them probably aren't that funny. Okay, let's just go. Let's just go.
Okay, right. Well, I'll go first with my one, and then you can pick one of your many.
God.
Mine
only
is
one.
Is this the oldest dildo on Earth? There you go. That was mine.
Mine. There's too many good ones. I'll pick a couple.
Okay, go for it. Oh, God, wait.
Man accused of Shetland pony sex denies carrying links to mask the smell.
Oh dear.
Giant penis spotted in the sky over Wales.
Oh my.
Woman blows up toilet trying to kill cockroach.
Right, okay. Perfect.
Man facing jail for kissing blind woman who thought he was someone else.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
I know. Hacker breaks into baby monitor and terrifies nanny by talking through speaker. Court tells family they can't call newborn baby Nutella.
Of course. Who the hell is calling their baby Nutella anyway? I mean,
it's the French.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair enough then. Oh, God, man. Don't try and limit our viewer base, please.
Teacher
we need as many as we can get.
Hair. Teacher with dyed purple hair expels pupil over his dyed red hair.
Cool. I mean, that makes perfect sense. In every that's more just an annoying story, if anything. It's not really nice in any way, or lighthearted, or funny. It's just mean. But do you know what was a good story, Ben?
Go on.
That penis one. I want to hear the penis in the sky over Wales. That's what I want to know.
Let's
that cracked me up.
I think it's just a picture of a cloud.
Just a picture? Oh, okay. I could try and set it as the picture for this episode if you want or whatever. I don't know how to do
really
that.
It's not really that good. It's not even really shaped like a...
Oh, okay. Oh, well, you pick one then. Oh.
Is
it just
anyway.
A cloud by any chance?
Pardon?
Is it just like a cloud or something?
It's just a cloud.
Oh, okay. Like a giant penis cloud.
Giant penis cloud.
What would you do if you lived on a giant penis cloud?
Have giant fun.
I mean, that's a given, really, isn't it, I think.
I just stare down at people and laugh at them because I have just a giant penis cloud and they don't.
I have a penis cloud.
Yeah.
Screw you, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see where you're coming from there.
Yeah.
I'd probably end up doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Thereabouts.
Let's look at the blind woman one.
Okay. Yeah, that one was weird.
Yeah, so man facing jail for kissing blind woman who thought he was someone else.
I found, for some reason, at the bottom of my news article, there's an amazing gif of a bird.
Is she good looking?
And then I'll like... yeah, well... Have you seen it?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, let's talk about something else whilst that's loading, because obviously... That's
right, well, what have you been up to then, Ben? Like, it's been a while since we talked.
I've been doing
lots of work. It's funny, isn't it?
Well, I've gone on a pilgrimage.
Oh, yeah, one of them.
To Leeds.
Leeds, of all places.
It's not the most high class of religions ever, but gets the job done.
Religions?
Well, on my pilgrimage for this religion.
Oh, I see, the religion of Leeds.
That's what a pilgrimage is.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just getting confused.
Your joke would work better if...
Sorry,
you understood you're like a missionary. What the word was.
It's like Civ 5.
Do you not know what a pilgrimage is?
Mate, I'm not interested.
I didn't think that was going in that direction. Anyway.
Yeah.
I've gone to uni, Jamie.
Oh, okay.
I've gone to uni.
Cool. Do you know what?
Go on.
Hold on.
What?
Same.
Piss
I just
off.
Realised. Oh my god. Piss Ben, high five. Off. High five.
Wait.
Three, slam two, the table. One.
Well, you didn't do it that time.
Oh, okay.
What are
sorry.
You
sorry about that. Sorry about that one. Shall we? 3, 2, 1. Yeah, nice one. High five.
I didn't do it.
Oh. Where does this leave us? I'm so confused.
Where are you in uni?
I'm up in the north. I'm even more north than you.
Yeah.
Northeasterly. Sure. I'm in Middlesbrough, which is
kind
of small. And saying that, if anybody does watch and is from Middlesbrough, they could probably find me very easily.
That's a bit weird.
Because it's so small.
Yeah.
A bit like yours. Hey! Sorry. Sorry about that one. Yeah, I know. But yeah, basically, I'm doing animation at uni, Ben.
Yeah.
And it's a lot of fun, but I've had a lot of work in the last few weeks, so I've not been doing anything.
Yeah.
And I've not been making videos. That's been longer, though, than a few weeks, I must admit.
It's because you've got so many lectures a week, innit?
Yeah, I've just...
How many have you got, Jamie?
So much work. I've actually got more now. I've got one more than I used to.
Wow.
Which is, I think, 5.
Yeah. 5 a week.
That's what uni's all about, though, Ben. It's about the experience. It's about learning. Yeah.
Yeah. Learning.
And one thing we do here a lot is we pack all our information in so tightly that we don't have to learn for more than 5 hours a week.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So,
Says something about the information.
Yeah, it's really important information.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, how can
characters interact with each other.
Yeah.
The psychology
if you want to watch...
The psychology of Bugs Bunny.
How does Goofy move, for example?
How does he move?
He walks... That's how he moves. I'm not going to lie to you.
Bungling dentist removes all of woman's upper teeth by mistake.
Oh, by mistake. That is amazing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to that dentist. Yeah, so have you been up to anything cool at uni?
Non-stop.
Well, anything actually interesting, though?
My 19-hour-a-week civil engineering course... doesn't really give me that much time.
Well, I mean, we've all done it, so you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that in life everybody goes through.
Yeah,
and
they go through an engineering phase.
Yeah, an engineering phase where they just decide that, you know, I want to be an engineer, and they do all that maths and they get to the
Freud
end of it and they're like,
I am
building bridges. Connecting with people.
People,
that's what's going on.
Yeah, Freud said people
Who's
do engineering. Sigmund Freud.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. Go on.
Said,
continue.
People do engineering if they're freaking amazing. I think were his exact
words.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I had my engineering phase when I was in my early teens.
Yeah.
And it didn't last long.
Yeah.
I built a few Lego houses.
Yeah.
And it's all over now.
Don't even say that as if that's a bad thing. I got Lego this Christmas.
Hey, I didn't say it was a bad thing. I just said it was a thing.
You just said that as if it was like a young thing to do.
No,
it says 3+.
Yeah, I know.
I'm 3+.
So am I. Wait, hold on. Am I? 1, 2. Yeah, I am, yeah.
Yeah,
just checking.
Using your...
My big old brain.
Big old maths.
Big old animation brain.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
how...
So...
what did you think of your Christmas present, Ben, from me? I thought it was pretty stylish, personally.
Yeah, well, I'm using it. I've got a...
Are you?
Timber truss, bridge truss project to do this semester.
For everybody
and,
listening...
Yeah, using that.
Ben got
using information,
a present off me for Christmas, and I thought, you know, I need to get something that would be useful for uni, and, you know, it would...
Times, really.
It's, you know, something that would fit in with his course, and since he's doing engineering, I thought, what better? So I got
Civil
him...
Civil engineering.
Yes, yeah, sorry. Bridge building.
Bridges, buildings.
So I got him a Bob the Builder playset, because I thought, you know... He needs the tools for the job, and
plastic
there's a little bench
tools.
That he can use.
That turns so into a carry.
Into a, so you can carry the tools with you. It's
and then
quite
set up
handy.
A workbench on site.
Yeah, so if you want to, you know, be a civil engineer, feel free, because that's the sort of thing you're going to need, though. Like, it's quite expensive, this sort of stuff. So if you do want to be a civil engineer,
it's
you need to
it's
get out there. Build bridges.
It'll take
you are going to be investing.
Of your student loan.
Yeah,
but it's worth it.
It's an investment, but it's definitely
it's
worth
definitely
it.
It's definitely an
I'm
investment.
Saying. Yeah,
you've
got
to think of it as a contribution to your future.
Yeah, effectively.
That's what I think.
That's the one.
Personally.
So Ben got me a book as well. So he
got
me
a book
for Christmas. It was called Beautiful Pigs because
I saw it and I thought of Jamie.
Yeah, well, go on, Ben. Well, we could do a test here, because what you were saying, that everybody who you've shown this book to...
Well, basically, everyone that I had shown the book to last time I spoke to Jamie about it didn't find it funny.
Yeah.
But
the joke is the fact that it's just a completely random thing.
Book.
Just a stupid book called Beautiful Pigs.
It's like a 200-page book.
On pigs.
Pictures of pigs and then
descriptions
of said pigs.
They are beautiful. Because
they are beautiful.
Just looking at them, Ben, it makes me...
Yeah.
You're randy! You're really randy! Oh! Oh!
Stop. Anyway, there's been a continuation.
Yeah.
I figured out that it's only mainly not going to be sexist. Girls who haven't found it funny.
Yeah, you were
but
saying.
There have been a few girls, like a few girls from our from like home and stuff.
Yeah,
and a few
others
who find it funny.
Well, that's because they've hung around us too much, Ben.
Probably.
Yeah.
But we've all the guys them. I've told have found it funny.
I know. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just male humour. I don't know. Maybe it's just.
Yeah, it's
our
just,
humour.
It's just complex.
If you're from another country.
Humor.
Yeah, if you're from another country
like,
and you're listening to this,
so much
tell us whether you get it as well.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, like, imagine you're walking into a shop.
Shop.
And you're like, oh, looking around, blah, 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 blah.
Some books.
And you're like, oh my god, it's a book called Beautiful Pigs.
There it is.
And it's got a picture of a beautiful pig on the front. Just an absolutely gorgeous
pig.
Like, oh, I just want to know. I'm sorry.
But keep in mind that it's 200 pages long.
Yeah.
And there's a company.
There's a foreword all about. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, continue.
Make books called Beautiful Something. There's
Beautiful
Ducks, which I got for Rob, obviously. But none of the other ones were there.
Oh, good
they
friend.
Must have sold out.
Yeah. Well, you know what it's like, Ben. When you're making books that good, everybody's going to want to buy them.
Well, there's a big demand for beautiful pigs.
Yeah, well, everybody loves a good
pig. I was only saying before I got it for you, I was saying, you know what I don't have enough of in my life?
What?
Pictures of beautiful pigs.
Yeah, I actually, I'm not even going to lie, Ben, I ripped all the pages out, and what I did was I stuck them on my walls.
Yeah.
So I turn them round, and then every day I'll turn, because there's so many pages, it's practically a full year of this that I can do.
Mm.
Every day what I do is I turn another picture of a pig round, so there's another picture of a pig for me to look at.
Well, I think that's, isn't that what the Central African countries, like tribal nations did thousands of years ago?
Probably.
Or was it Southeast Asian? I can't quite remember. It might have been South American.
I'm not sure.
Somewhere used pictures of beautiful pigs as a calendar system.
Yeah. It wasn't the Mayans, was it?
No, it wasn't the Mayans. They used they used chickens.
Oh, beautiful chickens.
Beautiful chickens.
That famous book.
The third edition.
Third edition of Beautiful Chickens.
Yeah.
With the
20% the more
beautiful
chickens.
Hens in. Yeah, 20% more chicken action.
Yeah.
All at the back.
Sexy chicken action.
It's just a KFC catalogue, effectively. So,
yeah. Apart from, you know, nice food.
Yeah, well, oh, it's a...
Zing!
Zing, 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 zing! Zing, 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 zing!
It was just a full time of just very, very, very mature humor.
Well, yeah, well, you know what it's like. Oh, when you get to our age, it's everybody...
When you get to our ripe old age.
Yeah, you, everybody's very, very subtle with their humour.
Well, you've heard them all before, haven't you?
That's the one. Yeah,
there's nothing new anymore.
You've been there, you've done that.
The old ones are the best, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the old ones are.
Yeah.
It's a fact. I mean, it's a fact, then.
A big old fact.
We're rambling here. Should we get back to the subject hand?
What
I'm not entirely sure.
We didn't have a subject.
It was talking about what we've been up to.
What?
We were talking about what we've been up to.
That's all we've been up to. What else have you been up to, Jamie?
Well, Ben, I'll have you know that
you've been doing loads, though, haven't you? Because you're in, like, you could fall out of your accommodation into
the uni.
Uni, yeah.
Yeah, and
the
other
side, I'm in Leeds, so I'm like...
It's like 40-minute bus ride for you, isn't it?
I don't know if anyone... But my accommodation... Actually, no. Ignore that. I'm not going to tell people where my accommodation is.
Okay, I'll wipe that.
It's
from
a long
the,
way away from.
I mean, Dave will wipe that from the edit.
What, Rasputin?
Yeah, Dave Rasputin. We call him Dave, but he's his full name is Dave Rasputin.
Yeah, we've hired an editor.
Yeah, it was getting too stressful, Ben. A full year of not doing any videos is so stressful. Raspy.
But he doesn't like that.
No.
No.
Well, he's a. I've actually hired him, and he lives in my accommodation. Technically, he doesn't have a room, per se. He's in my bathroom.
Yeah.
And you've not seen it, but it's tiny, effectively.
What do you do when you need the loo?
I ask him to close the shower curtain, and he sits in there doing the editing.
Yeah. What about when you want to have a shower?
I say, could you please excuse me, Ras? And he says, can I go out? Sorry, I won't attempt an accent because he might be offended.
Yeah,
he's a big bloke. I don't want to scare him.
Welsh is he?
Pardon?
Welsh is he?
he's Russian.
Welsh
Ben.
Accent. Oh right,
he's Russian. Ben. Yeah, right.
You must confuse me.
he asks whether he can leave sometimes. So I'm like, get back in your cage, mate. Come on. And I'm paying him a good wage. I'm paying him a good wage. It's about £1 an hour.
Yeah.
But, you know, he doesn't know the difference between what is a good wage and isn't a good wage.
Well, that's
wage,
a meal deal every 4 hours. That's like rolling it.
Yeah. Well, see, the thing is, Ben, we can't say anything bad about him on the podcast because he edits it. So everything we say,
about that.
He listens to. So just be a bit, you know what I mean? Just don't.
I'm just going to say it.
No, don't, Ben.
Yeah.
Please. No, Ben. He's looking at me.
Rasputin is
no,
a
Ben.
Really
Ben,
nice
he snapped
guy.
A toothbrush. Oh, God.
Did he just edit what I just said?
I think he did. Oh, God. Oh, God. He's giving me the evil eye, Ben.
He's got one eye.
Yeah.
He's got a
He can
eye
take
patch.
It out. He can take it out. And, like, you know Mad Eye Moody?
Wait, so he's got an eye patch and a false eye?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just have two false eyes? Or wear sunglasses?
Because Benny, he doesn't need depth perception because he's just an editor. It's okay. So he never leaves the bathroom.
Does how does he edit Audacity and
Ben,
stuff?
Ben, the truth is, I haven't actually... I stole his other eye. Because if he knew how big the bathroom was, he wouldn't want to live in there.
Do you only give it him back like when he needs to edit?
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't even give it in there. He's only got one, because then he can't perceive depth properly. He doesn't know how small the bathroom is.
No, he's got none. He's got a false eye and an eye patch.
No, it's not an eye patch. It's a false eye that works. And yeah, an eye patch.
Eye that works.
Yeah, he's mad eye moody. I just told you. He's a very clever guy. Like, he's not just extremely strong, Jamie, and he could snap a tree in half.
Jamie.
Yeah.
Harry Potter isn't real. No, don't matter. Don't matter.
What?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Are you telling me?
No. It's real. Harry, he's that's real.
You're telling me Hermione doesn't exist?
No, Hermione just spoke at the UN. Of course,
Ben,
she exists.
Hold on. Oh, yeah. I didn't realise. Yeah, I knew she'd got into that line of work.
Well, she was in. But
I thought she'd be busy.
Death Eater Cat.
I guess it's all over now where he who shall not be named is dead. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, she probably doesn't have to do anything.
Well, she went into accounting, but she didn't really like it.
Yeah, well, I heard that as well. Yeah. I don't know who told me, but somebody did.
Ron,
pardon?
Ron, wasn't it?
It was, oh, no, yeah, it was, yeah.
We went pub with him.
He prefers the name Rupert. It's weird.
I know.
Like, every time I call him Ron, he gives me this really strange look.
I was there with you when he told you.
Yeah. Yeah, well, same with Harry. He's like, he's a bit of an odd bod, really.
Mm.
He's not the same as he is on... On the movie.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm under house arrest now, isn't it?
Under yeah. Lightning. Yeah.
He has too much influence in the ministry.
Yeah, that's right. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind it, though. I just go on Europa. I wouldn't actually mind house arrest.
Yeah, I don't think I would either. Just order to your door. Order Iceland to your door.
Why would anyone mind it? I mean...
I don't know.
I mean, yeah... If you're like some massive...
If you're an outgoing person, I guess.
Yeah. If you like a drink.
If you are Harry Potter, well, you and you
can
need
drink,
to go to the Quidditch Cup.
You can just have house parties.
Yeah, that is a good point. I don't know, Ben. We think we've worked this out.
I don't know what politicians who have been spared the death penalty in China are on about. I don't know what
Ben. No, please, let's stop that. Let's not go too far now.
All right. North Korea.
Okay, so...
They haven't hacked anyone.
What were we talking about again? We've gone off on a tangent. This was a conversation about... Vlad, yeah, sorry, our editor.
Yeah.
He's looking at me now. He's quite content with what we're talking about, except...
I thought he hadn't got his eye.
Was...
Yeah. What are you on about?
He only has to listen, doesn't he?
He doesn't exist.
He's an editor. He's an audio editor, Ben. It's okay. He doesn't need to look.
Like Mozart?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can just feel the. You can feel when it's the right podcast.
He's got a braille screen. It's okay. A
braille screen. That's really good. That is real. Oh, I'm not going to.
He gave me that one. He gave me that joke.
Oh, yeah. He's pretty funny, though.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He has
a good sense of humour, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's also, like, he was the guy who took me off that China section then, he was looking at me as if to say, good lord, I'm going to snap your neck, like that sort of level of, yeah, he had about 5 bottles of vodkas in front of him, of the vodkas, because that's how you say vodkas,
yeah.
You say it vodkas, not vodka. Yeah. Anyway,
what?
I want to tell you the story of what happened to me last night.
Is it all about how your life got... Flipped upside down.
No. Oh. Technically, I did go sideways because I posted it on Twitter. Basically,
well, I don't have Twitter. Do
it's not even much of a story. I posted it on Facebook as well, but it's not much of a story. You probably saw it because you liked it. I think
I did.
I was trying to go to sleep, right? And I walked into my room as normal, and I think I watched like an episode of Star Wars: The Clone Wars because that's what I'm doing right now, Ben. Good show. It's a good show.
Have you seen the new one?
Yeah, Rebels. I've been watching it online.
I mean,
I've been watching it at home
legally
on Disney XD. legally with Sky. I might cut that bit out. I mean,
Vladimir.
Vlad will cut that out.
I don't know why we call him by his second name.
Yeah, well, I thought it was. Yeah, I mean, he's not even called Vlad. He's called Dave Rasputin. Ben.
Yeah.
Dave's his nickname. Remember?
I call him Vladimir.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Dave anyway, Rasputin. You were going anyway, to sleep.
Yeah, and like I just turned my light off, and this is the mistake I made, Ben. I turned the light off before I'd like lay down.
Yeah.
I'm never doing that again. Because I began to lay down, and I was like, oh, brilliant, I'm going to lay down on my bed.
Oh, yeah, I did
and I
didn't
realise
yeah.
my pillow was slightly too far up my bed, and I lay down, and I slapped my head so hard on the wall that, honestly,
yeah,
I didn't know what happened next. Like, it was that much. Like, it didn't quite knock me out, so that was annoying, because I wanted to be asleep.
It didn't quite.
But I wish it had, because I was really tired. I spent that entire day doing work, because my hand in was today. Oh. So, oh my God,
poor
Ben.
You.
All I'm saying is, it wasn't very nice.
Yeah.
And the moral of the story is, don't slap your head on the wall and have, like, your pillow halfway down your bed at least.
Yeah.
Because that way, it's nowhere near a wall. You
but
see,
that's
you
good
see
point.
Where the logic is there.
I regularly bang my head against the wall on purpose.
Have you actually ever?
Now that I've heard that story. Yeah.
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 It always wakes you up so, like, much, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it's annoying.
It's
well annoying. I think we should start some sort of activist
tell
group
you what's the most
to try and show
thing.
People about it. What?
My lecture, the seats in my lecture theatre.
Yeah.
Like, the table behind them comes almost over the top of them.
Okay, so you have to lean forward.
Well, basically, if you put your head back, and the seats are slightly, like, not high enough, so if you put your head back, you hit against this table.
Okay.
All annoying. So you can't sleep. Well, yeah, you can sleep.
Wow.
Just put your head on the desk.
I understand.
I've only slept in one
lecture,
though.
It's not the best, but... Oh, Ben. Ben. I think... Was that a knock, Ben?
Not on my end.
I can... Ben?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's someone at the door. Hold on.
We'll
let me
go
just go and
check.
Just go and check. Hello? Hello? Is anyone there? At the door?
It's
the door's
me.
Open. Oh my God!
It's
who is
Stacey.
It? Oh no! Stacey, please, what are you doing here?
I'm delivering a Chinese. I have a week job now.
I didn't order a Chinese, Stacey.
Oh.
No, what are you doing here?
What?
Did you hear me doing another podcast?
Italian.
Is that it?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, for God's sake.
I don't have
Stacey,
a week job.
You know the rules.
I don't have a fucking job.
Yeah. You sound a bit like a man there, Stacey. You laugh like a man, Stacey.
Yeah, I've been told that.
Yeah, it's a talent. It's a talent. Something.
You think I have a job?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know what you're up to these days. What are you doing these days? Oh, good Jesus. God, you've got a bit vicious, Stacey.
What's in
this Chinese? Let me open this box.
I've not got a Chinese. It's just a turd.
That isn't a Chinese.
It's a turd.
It's a...
I couldn't find anything to put in the thing.
You couldn't find... Oh, for God's sake. You don't work at a Chinese, do you?
Why did she have to put anything in the box? I don't understand.
Ben, can you hear what she's saying?
Yeah, I can hear it through yours.
Oh, for God's sake. I didn't realise my mic was that loud.
Ben.
My God. Oh,
right,
God.
Yeah. All right, Stacey.
Oh, for God's sake. Stacey,
Ben.
Please.
Yeah.
Do you have
Ben.
A reason for being
yes.
here, Stacey?
Ben?
Yes.
You can
I think
back
she...
off.
Oh,
God.
Rude.
She, like, ran in my room and went right up to the mic then and said that.
Vicious. I could hear it.
Oh, for God's sake. Stacey, could you please get out? I'm trying to do stuff here. No. Come on.
But
Ben,
wanna...
she's not leaving. But, oh, what?
I just want to, you know, I don't have any friends.
You don't? Oh.
I have no fans.
You got no fans, Stacey.
I'm getting aground.
Yeah. Do you know what, Stacey?
Yeah.
Piss off. Yeah?
Fine.
Piss off. Go on. Get out.
I'm going.
Get out.
I'm
you've already raided this podcast enough.
I'm going.
We don't need you again.
I'm going.
You better be. You've gone. You're down the street. I can see. Oh,
has she gone?
Yeah, she's gone. I think. Oh, she Ben. Oh,
I can still hear her.
Yeah, she's just behind the hedge, just outside.
Back off.
Oh, she's throwing stones at the window.
It's a turd, isn't it?
God, it's mixed in with it.
Something. Why would she put? Why did she need to put anything in the box?
I don't know. She's left it here. She's left it
so it's
in front
a different
of the
turd.
Yeah.
God, she's flipping skillful. That's why she's a celebrity.
Yeah,
she
that
has
is why.
Usable skills.
She'd do so well on I'm a Celeb.
Yeah.
I think she'd. I never watched that show, but I have a feeling.
Well, that's
she'd
one
do
of
really
the things
on it.
They look for in the application.
Yeah, have you
ability
delivered
to
a turd to someone's house?
Multiple turds.
Simultaneously.
Well, just sort of, like, efficiency.
Well, she's gone now. Shall we wrap up?
Well, I'm not that cold.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. That was a good one. It was good in there. Good in there. Oh, it's all right. So, this has been Podbods, episode 3. And next time we'll be back.
Episode
3?
It might be a movie cast or something, I don't know. We're going to try and change the subject every time, so we'll talk about something that's been happening. Mm. I'm going to watch Big Hero 6 in a week or two. I think it's this weekend it's coming out.
Why is it called 6?
Because there's 6 of them in the group. But we'll discuss that next time, Ben, if you want. If you can, go and see
next
it as well.
Time.
And then we can come back and we can talk about it. How about that?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, do one. Do one, mate.
Do one, mate.
Wait.
All right. That's enough.
All right, then. See you next time, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Tatty bye, man. Tatty bye. Bye.